The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
How's it going, everybody?
Good.
So my son just vomited all over clean dishes. He's crying in the background, so it must be Friday night at the at our household to play D&D. Hopefully everybody's having a good time. I'm excited.
Everybody makes one of us.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
Hey, look who's back, everybody.
To have made a third character for the same campaign.
Oh,
you all thought you were going to miss out.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully this one will have a f***ing name.
No comment.
I don't remember if we finished. I think I had you guys getting back. Obviously, we are carrying the monk's body wrapped in a shroud. Doing your best to quiet... Corus isn't dead, is he? I don't think he is.
No,
I kept him alive because that's going to be way
more
fun.
He's just blind.
Who's dead? Or who's not dead? Corvus.
Corvus.
Yeah, he doesn't have eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, because I got really excited. I was like, oh, you can play Corvus. Oh, he's blind.
Yeah, no, it's where ravens have echolocation. Everybody knows that.
And based on based on the trip back, probably mildly insane. Because he may have been gagged at one point because he's babbling a lot and saying things that he sees, passing on prophecies of the darkness. So you get back to the winery, we'll assume late night, early morning, sort of, you know, enough to get a little bit of sleep. I'm not going to dock you any of your, I think I said everybody can go back up, didn't I? Yeah. Is everybody's reset?
Yeah, I'm
so
reset.
You get, those of you who are alive, please roll me a will saving throw.
I'm going to do it anyway, you can kiss my ass.
Watch Matt roll a nat 20. Burned it!
So this is a wisdom?
Ooh, yeah. Just sort of a wisdom saving throw.
You know, some fantastical settings have a three-eyed raven. We get...
no-eyed raven.
Blind
one.
No-eyed raven. Okay.
23
on a wisdom saving throw.
6.
Nice.
8.
Hey, there we go.
Yes, I beat you.
I think it's how this works.
So no one in particular... no.
Okay.
No one particularly sleeps well. Between the
monk is sleeping wonderfully.
the monk does real well.
We're using him as a
pillow. Taking that dirt nap. Except for apparently the priest is okay with this.
Too soon.
You two, between the howls of Corvus and the thought of your friend wrapped in a shroud next to what I'm assuming is the head of the Baba Lasaga, as I recall correctly, right?
Yeah.
Let's pump the brakes on the word friend.
Fair enough.
he's an acquaintance.
An acquaintance.
He's a good guy.
He's along for the ride.
A fellow traveler.
That's more on my guy than anything.
So I think it's probably thematically appropriate, since the two of you didn't really get much sleep, you're probably not going to rise early.
Fair.
Davin apparently has no problem with this. He made peace with his god and death a long time ago. You wake up first.
Yeah, cool.
It is early morning. The winery is quiet. It seems that at some point they either gagged Corvus or he eventually passed out from exertion. What would you like to do?
I probably don't want to do this by myself.
Why not? It'll be so much more fun. You know they're just all going to look at you for what should be done anyway, so... Except for the monk.
No,
he's
more
dead.
Puking. She's chiding him. Oh, God.
Okay, we are back at the Mardikovs.
Correct.
We are exhausted, beaten to shit. Corvus is nuts.
Correct.
Did you guys get the seed?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Is anybody else up?
At this point, no. Not that you're aware of. You don't hear anyone. There's no smell of cooking. Seems like everyone, I mean, you basically tramp through some of the more dangerous parts of Barovia in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So you would not expect people to be awake. Give me a perception roll.
21.
As you look out the, you know, so you get up, depending on where you were staying, whether you're staying in the loft or in one of the rooms, you know, you sort of get up and kind of look around, and you notice that there are an abundance of ravens hanging out nearby, you know, either on top of scarecrows or on top of...
high retention lines.
Exactly. Grey barbers, etc. So you get the sense that while the Mardukovs may be sleeping off part of this tragedy, you are not completely unwatched. It is likely that, you know, their Ravenkind friends are keeping a close eye on the family.
Okay. I don't really have anything to do. Davin would probably be praying.
Okay. I did not know if you were going to check on the... I thought you were going to talk to her head. I know you had mentioned that.
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure I want to do by myself.
Okay. Where did you leave the head?
It probably would not have left my side.
Okay. I would imagine the Mardukovs might have a bit of an issue with that.
Then I'll sleep outside.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm not leaving it.
That's fair.
I don't know what it's going to do.
I didn't know if you might have left it in repose with the monk's corpse.
No.
Okay.
Fair enough. No, I honestly, I don't know. Davin doesn't know what this thing is.
That's fair.
He doesn't know what it's going to do. He's not going to leave it unattended.
Fair enough. Just asking if people are going to make decisions, because that's always the fun part. Okay, so you pray.
Mm-hmm. Praying to the Morning Lord for guidance.
Fair enough.
Don't you just have that as a spell?
You just do?
Since you're praying essentially at the dawn, make me a perception roll.
21.
The third 16 in a row you roll.
I'm fine with that.
There's movement inside the house. The movement is exactly someone doing the robot. The movement is not in one of the bedrooms, and it's not in the kitchen. It is
where the monk was supposed to be.
Actually, yeah, no, it might be where you left the body in repose.
I'm going.
Okay, so you go into the room. They probably lay the body out on a table or some such, I would imagine. When you open the door, wherever they lay the monk, you see the shroud, the body is gone.
Okay. What's moving?
As you turn and look at the corner, you see a ashen, gray, pallid monk standing there staring at his reflection in a nearby mirror.
Staring at his reflection like he knows what he's looking at, or like... a zombie tracking movement.
Insight?
That is a 16.
What the fuck?
24.
Wait, guys.
You get the sense that it is... You've dealt with enough undead to know that if the monk is undead, he's intelligent. He is clearly analyzing himself in the mirror. It is introspective. It is not someone tracking a shiny.
God. Okay. I will have my holy symbol in my hand.
Yep.
Monk?
The f*** happened?
Oh my god.
Why am I wearing a sheet?
Why are you moving? Because I didn't do that.
I don't know how to explain it.
He looks horrific,
You better
by the way.
Start, or I'm going to tear you apart.
When he turns around, you have to resist an urge to shudder, because it's gone beyond just a pallid skin. It's maybe receded a little bit. You wouldn't call it desiccated, or, you know, but it's definite. It's a
sallow.
Yes, sallow is a good word. It is horrific. I mean, it looks like someone who is at death's door, or someone who has just recently died. Same color.
They gave me a choice, I think.
What do you mean, they? They gave you a choice of what?
So, do you recall how the theory is that the souls recycle?
Yeah.
Because I'm not from here, I could have passed beyond, I think. I think that's what they said.
You think that's what you said, or what they said, because you take the notes?
Because I was dead, dick. My synapses were not firing. I know what I'm talking about.
We used to have the same Jeffrey. Problem.
We all have.
Constitution saving throws for the other two.
See if we wake up.
Yeah.
Wow. 7?
13.
Sleep's a bit rough, so you're awake. You're stirring.
Okay.
So, Pither, you can be awake.
Okay.
You hear voices talking downstairs? One of them gravelly and familiar. The last time you heard was going, ah, ooh, ah, I'm dying, ah.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah.
Ting tang.
I'll go downstairs with lance in hand.
Spear.
Spear.
Okay, so what are you?
I'm alive again.
That's debatable.
I mean, you can see my vein moving. My skin's a little thin. Do vampires have beating hearts? Feel mine.
I will...
Or touch me with light or something. I don't know. Do some holy shit.
Holy shit.
I will cast detect good and evil.
At which point Pither comes down and says, holy shit. Detect good and evil?
Yeah. Tells me if there's an undead.
Nope.
No?
Matt is not detected as undead. Matt is also not detecting as evil.
No, so, it doesn't do alignment.
Which is dumb.
Speaking of alignment, what'd you say?
You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally called it good and evil. It doesn't detect it. Neither good nor evil.
Detect good and evil used to detect good and evil.
Yeah, now it goes by creature types. Aberration, celestial, elemental, fae, fiend, or undead.
You do not detect any of that while looking at the monk.
So, okay, again, who is they?
It was like a dream.
I've heard about some of those.
I wasn't there, like my body wasn't there, but I could see mist. But not like Strahdy evil mist. Like just fog. And the voices came from the fog. They reminded me of, I feel like I've heard them before. What?
I'm thinking back to the episode that just aired with you hearing voices.
There's something else at work here than just the damn vampire.
Okay, what did they tell you?
They gave me a choice. That I could continue on our journey or continue on my own eternal journey.
Right? Okay.
Close enough. In a sense, yeah. I don't think that's quite the words I use, but in a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
There may be some details in there that are missing, intentionally or unintentionally.
Unintentional.
Shitty note-taking.
I was dead. I didn't know where it was going. Got any more questions, or can I get some bacon?
I'm still trying to decide whether I'm going to kill you.
I'm starving, so I'll be in the kitchen.
Are you down here seeing this?
Yeah.
Morning, Chuckles.
What's your take? Is he...
He's not undead.
Okay.
Beyond that, I have no idea.
Matt, are you making some breakfast?
I am.
Okay. Unda, you smell breakfast being made.
Bacon.
Stoking the fire, probably getting some eggs, some bacon going.
You walk in to see your recently deceased friend making bacon.
Unda screams and ducks.
That's just uncalled for. You're going to wake the children.
No, that's completely typical.
He kind of backs away, like, gibbering, air quote, blessings. Like, he's trying to speak.
You're speaking in the Vishtani tongue.
Yes, but it's not, it's like, it's kind of
while
more like, what simple. The, yeah, it's like, what the f***, back away, who are you, what's going on type stuff.
Jesus Christ, go ask the damn cleric and ask if he wants sunny side up or scrambled.
I spin about and see you and kind of just point with my thumb and go like, eh?
Eh?
At this point, the old crow is hobbling his way in. What is with all the screaming?
How am I supposed to be dead? Where do you keep the lard?
This is...
Oh, I found it. Never mind.
He's like looking for a place to sit down. You get the sense he might pass out.
I'd guide him to a chair.
Like he's... And you hear him start... You hear some cries like, hey, what's going on? And you hear, no, stay in there. And he, like, screams at the rest of his family.
So is this a thing here?
I was going to say, does Unda know any legends of these things that have happened before?
No.
Okay.
And as far as Unda is concerned, this is not known.
All right. Does everybody know how this is a pocket dimension and we've discussed this? Yes. I'm from a different land originally than the three of you.
I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
So everybody gets that, right?
We're not from here, so I can't stay in the soul loop. I had to leave or stay here.
I thought the outsiders who died here joined the Dead March or whatever it was.
This is known.
Yeah, so that isn't the option that you're talking about.
That's the option I was given.
The Dead March or to come back?
No. That's no, I was not.
Who did you speak to?
I don't know. In my head, I was envisioning, you ever see Nightmare on Elm Street 6? The little dream people? Okay.
This is not known.
This is not known.
The DVDs haven't made it here yet.
I just watched it. It was on Hulu. I'm sorry. Anyway, I could feel a presence, but I didn't see.
You see the old crow just lean back in his chair and just never taking his eyes off the monk.
What of your other friend? Did you see him?
What? I'm sorry, what other friend?
Lestat.
No. Sorry. I didn't. I mean, everybody's looking at me.
They are really surprised, especially since we've been selling it up for the last hour that you had a new character.
Oh, the moment you asked if he had created a new character, I knew he had not created a new character. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that Madame Eva told you that you were supposed to tell us.
That the tiefling is dead?
That they didn't have to worry about him.
Yeah. Never came up.
You just f***ing asked about it.
Yeah, and?
So are you saying Lestat's dead?
It's not really my concern.
I think Cody's gonna pee.
Just
he's shaking.
All the competence. All the... Oh, hell.
How long a trip would it be from here to the Serpool?
Quite a distance.
I mean,
you rode it in a day.
I mean, it's possible. With horses, you could get through really quickly.
Yes.
At a forced march, I mean, you could probably get there by tonight.
I'm really thinking about going back and talking to Madame Eva.
Now, out of game, is that just because you know other stuff?
No.
Okay.
It's because Davin has no idea what is going on now.
She's probably the only person that we know that might know anything, I guess.
All I want to know is, where's the bread? Do you have bread?
Top shelf.
Oh, you already went through, huh? All right, thanks. I'd like to heat it up on the skillet with the bacon grease. Anybody want anything?
I can see the Wonder Bread wrapping from here. Just look, man, you're 7 feet tall.
Okay, so no breakfast? Okay.
So I'm sitting down and I'm going to start eating.
I've made enough for at least
5 or 6 people.
I love the fact that you're doing this. You're just going about breakfast and we're all like just standing there staring at you.
Well, as I see it, you're all either going to believe me or kill me, and I'm not dying again on an empty stomach because I'm not spending eternity that way. It sucked.
You do see him eat ravenously. You are starving and it tastes delicious, Matt. It is fantastic.
Does appear as if you need to eat, yes.
Does his appearance
he's gaunt.
Change?
Oh, as I eat? Oh, that's interesting.
Nope.
Okay.
Keep time.
Probably not with the -2 charisma. I'm pretty sure that's going to stick. My appearance.
That has anything to do with your pallid color.
I mean, you were ugly to begin with, so it's not really...
I mean, I'm like, shut the f*** up, you...
You had a charisma of 9, so you went from 9 to 7.
Wow,
okay.
I'm just speaking facts here.
Did other things go up?
I'm a 14, I'm a handsome f***.
Strength and dexterity.
Yeah, so you get
since you're asking, roll perception.
Gosh, holy crap. 10, 11.
He's still wearing the clothes that he was wearing before. And you don't quite catch a look because of the way he's moving, but you can clearly see. I mean, he took several, you know, physical wounds.
Right.
So, like, you don't quite notice it inconspicuously, but you can definitely see his skin underneath where, you know, it would have been torn open when he fell and so on and so forth.
So it's scarred now.
His role wasn't good enough to be paying it.
Okay.
You thinking of that, you look, but you can't get a good view of it.
Are the clothes, like, look like they've been...
Oh, absolutely. No, he's, like, covered in mud and his own blood, and he probably smells pretty terribly.
Do I smell dead, though? Or do I just smell like I'm, like, covered in shit?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Like, where's the fine gray line between those two things?
There's a line.
There is a line, but you're sitting on it, bud.
Okay.
I'm going to walk up to him, and I don't know, give you a look of, like, trust me, I guess, and, like, pull out my hand axe and, like, lightly, like, cut his arm. Like,
so you...
Ow! Does he bleed?
Roll me a d4.
Me?
No.
Oh.
How
much damage do you take is the question.
One.
Yay!
You take one damage, and he bleeds blood.
Regular blood?
I mean, it looks a little...
Orc blood.
Black and clotted, but yeah, I mean, blood. It's not like... This isn't the strain or anything.
But it's flowing. It's not
worms.
Yes, it is.
Not
it
oozing.
Is
whatever color orc blood is.
Yeah, no, you, and it, you know, bleeds. He puts his hand on it and you see it start seeping through his fingers.
Do you really have to use an axe? You didn't have a knife? I used what I got.
Jesus.
I haven't did that because he directed me towards wounds, so.
Yeah, I can't remember. Did you say out loud that you wanted to go to the swimming pool or was that out of game?
No, I would have said, I would have been discussing that. Yes.
If you wish to go to the Serpool, we can. It's probably
wait a minute, I'm eating.
Yes, and perhaps maybe a bath and new clothing for you.
Mm. So I look to the Marnikovs like, is there a, can I get a cloak or something? I'll pay you.
There's a stream about a quarter mile away.
I'm checking my pockets to make sure that my compatriots didn't take my gold.
Yeah, we actually didn't take
anything. It's actually it's all gone.
Yeah, it's all gone. You got nothing. You're in your nightshirt.
Did we? Because I don't think I put that in.
Oh no, you took your
shit. You only got 6 gold here.
Nobody took my shit. It does not say that. Nobody said that.
No, but they wouldn't have carried you with all your armor on. They would have taken.
I didn't have armor.
A monk.
They would have carried you with all your weapon. They would have taken all that from you. So at the moment, you have nothing. All
right, cough it up. I have 45 gold. One silver piece. Where's my mouse?
Mouse gone, dude.
You took Mr. Bojangles?
I didn't take him.
No, I'm pretty sure the house got him.
You died.
Damn it. What happened to his soul?
You hear a squeak in the corner.
Just some squeak, kill me. Squeak,
inside,
kill me.
Inside the wall, just some scratching.
You hear kind of a slam against the side of the side of the door. And you see Corvus looking around the room with just gaping eye sockets.
Clearly he would be bandaged.
Yeah, he took it off.
Hey, look, somebody didn't react to me being here. Hey, me.
He sort of looks around. I see the darkness. I see the darkness within you.
Oh, was he looking at me?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's nice.
From across the room, you see he's zeroed in on the monk mid-bite, forked to his face with a bag, going, huh?
I bet it's all pretty dark to you, huh?
Da 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 da.
You can run as much as you want. You're just mice trapped in a wheel. Round and round and round it goes. Doesn't matter. It could be him atop his castle. It could be the ones in the shadows. Sooner or later, they'll get you all. They'll take you. They'll eat you from the inside out. How's it feel? How's it feel? How's it feel?
Corvus, what did she say to you? What did she tell you?
She told me secrets.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Lots of secrets. Secrets of how none of this is what it seems. Every man, every demon, a slave to another master. All are slaves in Barovia.
I just look at old man Mordekoff, like, shrugging.
He looks like he's about ready to have a heart attack. Like, he's like, panic stricken.
I'm going to cast Lesser Restoration on Corvus.
Okay.
His blindness is removed.
So he grows his eyes back?
Grows eyes?
Removes the condition blinded.
Ooh.
Yeah,
maybe he has like
regrow,
an echolocation like the blind kids.
It's not an appendage.
He's daredevil. It's a body part, though.
If it won't work, then I won't do it. But
he's daredevil. Make him daredevil. I'm already undead Iron Fist. Come on. You're like Grey Luke Cage.
You can
have the racial strife. And you're like Jessica Jones. Got a sweet ass.
Because I'm pretty. I'm the pretty one.
Irina or Esmeralda could be Jessica Jones if you were looking for a female to fill the role.
Irina's gone.
No, yeah. Lucas works.
Yeah, no.
It's funny. In a pinch, Lucas will work. You can heal him, but his eyes won't come back.
That's awesome. He's Daredevil. Come on. He's got to enhance his other senses. We got to play by the rules on this.
If there's ever
a rule we're going to play by, it cured the condition blindness.
Well, does it cure his sanity issue, though?
Oh, no.
I don't care about that.
Okay.
Lesser won't.
Because now he has no fear.
You have the blackness within you. You've had the blackness within you before. You will become infected by this place. You can only remain pure for so long. Until it gets you, they get you, someone gets you.
Is this true, Devin? Have you looked into him?
He's not undead.
Undead is just the surface. Does not tell you what's inside a man's soul.
Well, can we circle back to you saying before?
Yeah, because I don't know what you mean either. I haven't been dead before.
Like, no. Yes, but you're not the first from outside to suffer this blackness.
Oh, right. Okay.
Mardukov is looking more and more nervous. You see him get up and he tries to hold his son, who is just sort of cackling and just staring wildly. You will all suffer fates worse than death.
I mean, really, it's not that bad. It was actually quite comfortable.
It's like, I thank you for all of your sacrifices and what you have done. I understand how difficult it was to even bring my son back. But I think it best for him and our family if you all do not stay long. It is almost as if...
You see what you've done?
It is almost as if a higher power is speaking to me, saying that you should off and go do something else.
Yeah.
So can I get a cloak, though? Seriously, I'll take a bath in this room. That's fine.
You're 7 feet tall. I don't have any cloaks that big.
I'm 6.5 feet tall. It's not...
He's got a sheet in there. You can sew it.
I still have my winter clothes. I guess I could wear that.
Be a little hot, but yeah.
Cut the sleeves off.
All right, well, I'm going to go down to the stream, guys. Figure out if you're going to kill me or not later. But I'm going to... Can I get this brush over here? I go to the...
Yeah, they're pretty much... You pretty much have the run of the place. So I'm going to stop you.
I'll bring this back.
Everybody, just keep him really far away.
You hear a voice like, no, keep it.
Since we haven't, I guess, officially done it, I will return to him the seed.
Yeah. I will assume whether you returned it or... Yeah, no. He's very, very grateful for everything that you guys have done. Now, please get the hell out of his house.
I'm going to follow him down to the stream. I'm going to work on the speak with dead thing while he's bathing.
Gotcha.
Are you taking the head with you?
You're going to watch me?
I was going to go with... Yeah, I wanted to
I'm
be
not letting
you
out of my sight.
Well, for Christ's
sake. Look, they want us out of the house. I'm going to grab like a handful of bacon and walk out.
I scrub myself, look over it. Devin, are you close? Can I see you?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm not...
They look... This is the first time you've really, like, taken a look at your wounds. I mean, they look...
Like just like puckered scar tissue?
Yeah. No, they look nasty. They're nasty scars, but yeah, they're on the mend.
So I'm kind of probing a little. I like to think I'm out hip deep in water. I want a really awkward scenario where in his studies he glances up, looks over at me, and I lock eyes with him as I'm scrubbing my undercarriage. It's underwater, though, so you just get the motion. And I say, did you know that people poop and pee when they die? It's a whole hot mess down there.
Yep.
He stands
it
up.
It is going to be quite a cleaning session. You're going to have some time there.
Yeah. When you stand up from a slightly crouched
sand,
position.
Some silt to like kind of use as a pumice.
Okay, so.
maybe that's what you're looking
And then
at.
I come up out of the water and do the hair flip. That's the hair slow flip. Motion thing with the sunrise behind me.
Part of the dead hair just flies out.
Pieces of scalp is flying.
I want to roll seduction on Jeff now.
With performance.
7 charisma.
Performance.
You may roll performance.
Go for it. Yeah.
Well, you're intentionally trying to be macabre, so advantage, I guess?
Crit fail. So that's a minus one.
Advantage.
Right?
You said advantage.
Oh.
Roll it again.
Okay, 10.
Moderately amused.
Yeah, it makes the story more funny for me. That's all I care about.
All right. Before I do this, I will converse with all of you. Is there anything you guys want to ask? Is there anything? I mean, let's kind of review what we saw.
How long will we have?
I remember about 3 minutes of the fight, and then I woke up and made breakfast.
I'm not even sure you got 3 minutes.
10 minutes.
Perhaps she knows what is in the temple?
Why would she tell us?
Yeah, how can we compel her to talk?
Doesn't she have to answer your questions? Is that not a thing, part of the spell? Doesn't she have to?
Let me give him a read it.
No! Do it now. Give me answers.
Do it.
Okay, yeah. We can ask it 5 questions. we get whatever answers he determines it would give us, knowing that we killed it.
What was that whole thing about the enemy?
Man, I have to...
It's under no, it's under no compulsion to tell us a truthful answer if you are hostile to it or it recognizes you as an enemy.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it may not be worth time at all.
Might not, but it might.
It smells really, like you never
we
know.
Could try the, we could get an advantage if we use the disguise kit.
If only someone had a Strahd puppet.
Wait.
Oh my god.
We do.
Oh my god, if we constructed a stage. Hello, Bible Asaka. I missed you.
It's not going to work, but it'd be really funny.
Mommy!
Hi, hello there, Kermit D. Strahd.
Do we have a Strahd puppet?
Yes. I got it at Blinsky's.
You have a puppet of Strahd. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
What would you like to ask the Bible Asaka?
Okay, do we have any idea what we want to ask this thing?
I really don't know what happened. I don't know what you should ask her.
Cool. Thoughts or input?
Maybe ask her about my voices.
The voices could be a thing, yes?
Yep.
You can ask her about perhaps her son. Not that she would tell us, but how to defeat him, perhaps.
Her son?
Was Strahd not her son?
Devil baby.
Is she not the mother?
There was the...
Oh, the f***ing baby.
There's a lot of assumptions there, but it's a conclusion that we've kind of drawn. No, we as a party have drawn.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about it.
Okay, so we need to ask about the baby Strahd.
Is it?
No, it's the baby Strahd.
Strahd in general.
Okay.
I don't think that he is her biological child, but
no.
In our prophecy, she was described as the mother of all evil.
We have a chest that we
sorry,
didn't
I don't
deal
remember
with.
His name.
Oh, yeah, there's a chest.
Oh, that's right, we had a chest. Yeah.
Remember what we were saying about notes?
It was what? Magically trapped, right?
God, I'm going to have to rest again after this.
Protected by a glyph of warding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw that at us.
That's not going to set it off. Something has to open it. That's how the spell works.
Use the puppet.
I'm holding the f***ing puppet.
Can you animate
it? No, use the puppet to open the chest.
Can you animate the puppet?
Yeah, make
no,
magic.
And I have can't little animate hands. The puppet.
You got mage hand.
Kermit?
You got mage
he does
hand?
Not have mage hand.
Damn it. You need mage hand and make him do the thing.
Is he a mage?
You've got spells, too.
Aren't you a ranger?
You open it.
I don't think I have those kind of
can
spells.
Can you get an animal companion, like a monkey?
I don't think... Are there any monkeys in this land? I don't think...
Who the f*** cares? Get a monkey. Stay in
we
the...
met a f***ing monkey.
Yeah, there are monkeys. Go get that monkey. We solved
Piccolo.
It.
Oh my god, there is a monkey. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
I feel like this game would be even would be less convoluted if I played with Alzheimer patients.
It's been a year.
I'm gonna cast a spell magic on it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's no fun. Okay. It's
perfect. It must not be a Blinsky.
Okay.
Does that work?
I assume so. It dispels magic, right?
Third level or lower. Otherwise, I have to roll for it.
It is a third level abjuration spell.
There you go.
All right.
It no longer is warded by a glyph.
Cool. I'll open it.
Excellent.
I found that.
Six black dragons.
No. Four undead hands spring out. Roll initiative.
Really?
Yep.
Hey, 24. There goes my one nat 20 for the night.
Six.
13.
So, Unda, it is your first action. You see Davin.
Do I have to roll?
Yes, initiative. Please.
Nat 20.
Wow. 25. What's your 25? You go before me, then.
Monk, you standing in the water a short distance away.
No, I said I got out. I was standing there naked, drying off.
All right, so you're standing there naked. Mm-hmm. You see Davin open the trunk, and as you do, four disembodied undead hands leap out thing style and just attach themselves, just begin to attack Davin. You apparently get to act first, so please go ahead.
Am I close enough that I can see into the chest? Like, are those hands attached to anything?
No, like, it's straight up Adam's family. Their thing, like there's just
hands coming out of blackness.
No,
they're
you know thing from the Addams Family.
Just the hands.
Yes.
I was not getting that. Okay,
that's what disembodied means.
Well, I was thinking of the show Addams Family when there was an arm attached. So,
oh, okay.
No,
in the show it was an arm in the box.
No, these spring out. movie style and like start crawling on him like giant tarantulas.
So do I punch them or try to grab them? How does that work?
Yes. What would you like to do?
I'm going to start punching them with the iron fist.
Fantastic. It's like punching. How hard is it to hit a tiny construct?
Is it a construct or undead?
It's an undead. But okay. to hit something that is tiny. Because that's two sizes smaller, isn't it?
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter anymore.
I'm reacting.
That's unfortunate. I was going to give him disadvantage so he could punch you in the face. Go ahead.
You can do that.
You may roll it for me.
Does a 14 hit the disembodied hand?
It does.
Excellent. 9 damage.
So you see the monk reach out, and he snatches one, and as he does, he squeezes, and you just see all the bones just kind of disintegrate, and it's dust.
I'm going to grab another one. Yeah, 14 hits for 7 damage.
And he punches another one, and it disintegrates.
And I go for a cool foot kick on the next one. 14 hits for 11 damage.
And the next one gets roundhouse kicked up against a tree and shatters. Unda.
There's only one left?
Yeah, you see one crawling in his hair.
So do I just... I just want to grab it and throw it against the... rock or something.
Just really hoping he's gonna shoot.
I'm not gonna shoot.
I was just about to say, if you shoot me, I will kill you.
I'm not that dumb.
You can make an unarmed attack.
You can see the level of dumbness.
Yeah, like there is an existing level.
So you is there?
Your words. I'm just using your words.
Jesus. So what am I rolling then? Strength. Am I just adding strength or what?
Roll and add your strength modifier and your. You're not trained in it, so I don't even know. You don't even get your proficiency bonus, I don't think.
No.
Everybody's trained in their own unarmed strikes.
F***ing 5th edition. All right, roll and add.
So
what?
It should still be plus
do 5. Do a will save, too, just for funsies.
8 plus 5. So I hit? Good.
What is it, Lucas?
That's not 14.
Huh? What is it, Lucas? Or is it 14?
It's fine.
Maybe it's not.
Oh, God. It's 13.
What's the armor class on a hand?
Yeah, it's 13. I'm just assuming it hits.
Good job stalling until you do the math.
What, what am I rolling? Am I rolling a d6 for the damage?
No, it'd be 1 point.
Yeah, no, see, I'm a martial artist. It's different.
I was trying to grab it and throw it. So what, did I roll the wrong thing?
No, I mean, you have a hold of it.
Okay. Can I throw it?
I mean, you have a hold of it.
Well, I get 2 attacks, so can I throw it as a second attack?
Roll me a dex check.
No, 27, not 20.
Okay. He snatches it out of your hair, turns, and spikes it on the ground, and it explodes into dust.
We all get 4 experience.
I really didn't want Troy to open it last time because I thought that if I got 4 attacks, I would probably do enough damage to drop him. Even if they only do like 1 damage per.
No, I had two points left. You would have gotten me.
Wow. You each get 10 experience points.
Oh, huzzah!
Davin, looking down, you see lots of shiny things in there.
Well, this was a waste of time. It's empty.
I'll take that.
Roll performance check.
I mean, we're all standing there.
Is it just gold or is there other stuff?
You see 1,300 gold, 5 very expensive looking gemstones, 2 scrolls, a pouch full of rocks, a set of pipes, and a stone.
Guys, I have no way of identifying this stuff.
Just start playing with it.
Can you just, you can't roll Arcana on the stone or anything to learn what it is?
I'm a cleric, Lucas.
Doesn't mean you can't roll Arcana on something. It's a skill.
It means I'm not trained in it.
Well, if you got a 20.
You still roll it.
You can roll it.
14.
Are you trained in it?
No.
It's magic-ish. Would his stonecraft do anything?
Make me an int check.
Do I get the stone, Kenny?
Yeah.
26.
Yeah, you would know it. It's a luck stone.
Okay.
A lucky stone or a luck stone? Is that different?
You're not a dwarf. You wouldn't know.
Jeff says, oh, it's nothing, and puts it in his pocket.
Okay, what's a luck stone?
You're just lucky with it. It's a lucky stone. It gives you +1 bonus on saving throws and skill checks.
Is there any way I can figure out the potion or the scrolls?
I'm going to give you those.
Huh?
I said I'm not going to give you those. You need some sort of arcana to know what the hell those say. Can't use them anyway.
I can't?
You can use it if you know the spell, don't you?
Yeah, if they're clerical spells, then I... Or cleric spells.
I'm going to say clerical.
Yeah.
You recognize one of them as Revivify.
Well, you want to use it now?
Oh, that's hilarious. Sorry, Mr. Carmen.
But I don't recognize the other one.
It's not on your spell list. You get the sense that you would. It's something that I would imagine would be on your spell list, but it may be a little higher up. I'll give you enough that you recognize components of it. You would expect it to be a healing spell.
Maybe we can take that vial to the Vishtani. Didn't you say you wanted to go see the old lady again? See what they think. The Vishtani have magic users, I say to Unda.
We didn't really discuss that. I'm going to assume so.
But... You have inherent Vishtani spells.
Well, yeah. So, this is known.
So, do you think one of your more wise elders might be able to help us out?
Can we stop at the other Vishtani camp on the way?
Yeah, it's just outside
of... The Dusk Elves?
Yeah.
It's on the
Dusk Elf again. I know we didn't go to the temple like you wanted us to, but we got halfway there, and maybe we can try to get some...
Convince
out of him.
Convince
him. Yeah, because you never did go back to him.
Okay. I'm going to take a short rest. And I'm going to... Anybody want the Luck Stone?
Yeah.
Roll off.
I don't know. I think it'd be between the two of you.
Flip the coin or roll off?
Roll off.
20s?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
12.
4. Right.
Is it on the chain or you put it in your pocket?
No, you just put it in your pocket.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do?
I'm going to cast Speak with Dad.
Okie dokie. Eyes open.
Does it react to me?
You see the eyes look back and forth.
What are you?
I am the midwife. I am a servant to the mother of all darkness. I am the spark of magic. I am the protector.
Who is the mother?
The mother is the night. The mother is the darkness. The mother is the one who will feast on those who bathe in the light's protection. The mother will consume you all. She and her servants will assure it.
Where's Strahd's mother?
Where she belongs. Cold and silent.
You can talk to me. It's okay. What are we going to find at the temple?
Knowledge. Truth. Rebirth.
What does Strahd want?
You to suffer. And you will. For as long as it amuses him.
Yes, that's that.
Yeah.
So can we burn this thing now, or...
Nah, show it to the elf.
Oh, that's right. So, off to the elves and the Vishtani?
Sure.
You set off, yeah?
Yeah.
So, I need to figure out how far that is.
You might have pit stop on the way to Valaki.
Oh.
Where are you going to stop?
Tower.
Do you remember something?
Yes.
It's waiting.
Like, Rotavio's Tower.
Yeah, maybe. I have an idea. I don't know if it's a valid idea, or if it's just some stupid gibberish from the card reading.
Sure. Tally-ho.
Yeah.
It'll take you about hour and a half, 2 hours at a regular pace to get to the tower. Another 2 hours to get to Valaki, roughly.
Okay. We'll stop by the tower first. They told Davin about everything that happened there.
Yep.
Okay. Davin's going to open the door. He's going to do the dance.
Okay.
Make a little love.
Stole my dance.
Get down on that.
Everything open up?
Yeah. Opens just fine.
Okay. In with the golems, right?
The chain?
Yeah.
Golem? Right.
Yep, they lift
they
you up.
They were golems or just statues? They're magic statues.
They pulled the chains.
Yeah, magic statues.
That's what golems are.
Okay.
Kazan.
Yeah.
No, Davin is going to yell the name Kazan.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's a name.
Okay.
Anything happen?
Nope.
Go up. And I'll do it again.
Nothing?
Not from the suit of armor, not anything.
Used to happen.
Okay. The idea.
It was an idea. So, Valaki?
We did search everything at the Babala Sagas, right?
No. We didn't search everything.
We didn't really search anything.
It's that part near the end of the game where you're walking around trying to check all the corners.
We literally walked in, set a trap off, fought, and out.
Yep.
Fact.
So do you want to stop by Beraz and search that? Or do we want to go to Valaki?
Yeah, okay, if you want to go back to Beraz, it's fine.
Okay, so that's going to take you... You're going to get into Beraz, like, mid-afternoon. And depending on how long you stay there, you're going to be at Valaki at night. As you begin heading down the swamps, the marshy bog towards Beraz, you hear howls.
Ow! Of course we do.
They appear to be coming close.
I knock an arrow and keep an eye out.
Coming back from the road or more towards Perez?
They're coming from, you've just turned off the Svalich Road and have been down towards Perez like maybe 20 minutes, and you hear them coming from the north. So they're coming from the direction of the Svalich Road.
Okay.
Would any of you others like to take any actions? Do you hear howls from the north?
Should really be.
They're large howls for Pither and for Pither and Davin. You both have nightmares as you hear these howls, just a little bit. Recollections of getting f***ed.
Oh,
yep. Someone we were not alive in run. Episode one.
Damn right, still not.
Still not what?
Running.
Are any of you preparing an action?
I'm going to climb a tree.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing that.
I was actually thinking about doing that too.
Yeah.
How deep is the river?
Not waist high.
More of a creek.
Okay. It's kind of, you know, river.
Yep.
Rambo it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was totally going to climb a tree and start popping shots.
I'm going to climb a tree just so I can, you know, get the element of surprise leaping down.
I will play decoy.
No, that's cool. What I was planning on doing.
Okay.
Master Blaster?
Nice. Do it. Pick him up.
Have any of you prepared actions?
I will prepare a javelin to throw.
I will prepare to fire an arrow as soon as I see the alpha. I'm going to shoot it.
Okay. Anything else?
I'll ready a spell.
Okay. You see a pack of five direwolves come charging down the road at high speed.
You hear that, Arya?
Go ahead.
We're rolling on this. Oh no, we get to go ahead.
No, you haven't. You have stuff ready if you want to use it.
Is the alpha in the front?
Yes.
Okay. So that's who I'm going to fire my arrow at.
Well, limit javelin 7, so it's 14.
You strike the leader.
Okay.
The javelin, roll damage.
4, 6.
Okay. Fire.
Oh, I was just...
Yeah, no, 15 yeah. plus 9 hits.
I will be raging the start of my next action.
Correct. At this point, you are not...
I mean, I didn't mean to get it for this one. I was as a bonus, but whatever.
If you roll initiative 3, then you're not going to be raging until that point.
Is that how far away they are?
Sure.
11 points of damage
to
the alpha, and I will also Hail of Thorns if he fails a dex save of 16. He and the ones 5 feet behind him also take damage. So I guess do you have to roll for all of them?
I don't know. How's your spell work? He passes.
7 is the damage total.
Each creature makes a dex save.
That's what I thought.
Pass. Pass.
Okay, so they each take, what, 4? Yep. Piercing?
Jeff, do you want to let loose with that spell?
Yeah, Sacred Flame at the front one.
Okay, what do you need? Dex save?
Dex save.
Crit one.
Cool.
It does not make it. You hit it with the fire in the face.
For 12 damage.
Nice.
It's actually radiant damage.
Yes, radiant damage.
Okay. That's also concentration for
a It's man. Still charging. Roll initiatives. Bitches.
10.
21.
Okay.
I also rolled 10. I'm assuming I go first because I got a higher dex.
Yep. Monk, it is your first action.
Hold.
Okay. The direwolves charge. Two of them charge Pither. The other three charge Davin because he hit them. You hit them too, but Sacred Flame, I think, hurt a lot worse. The two at Pither, one of them rolls a 21, so one hit. Okay, two hits on each of you as you feel teeth bite through your armor. I need two strength saving throws from both of you.
16.
Okay, you're fine.
9.
You're knocked prone?
Yep.
And I need another one from you, Troy, because you got hit with two attacks.
22.
You're fine. Davin, from the bites on his ankles... They tear him down. You each took 2 hits, so it's 46 plus 6. 6, 8, 16, 21 damage to Pither?
Nope.
Nope, he's not raging yet.
But I will use...
I thought you were.
No. I will use my stone's endurance, so I reduced it by 12.
Okay.
So it was... You said 20?
21.
21, so...
18 damage, Davin. The direwolves charge in, pull Davin down to the ground. Pinther, it's your turn.
I will swing at the alphas that's been hit.
Yep. Yep.
Which one's the alpha on there?
One at all.
Who's got his broken sword?
Does, I'm raging.
Thank you.
I'm raging. It's the best raging ever. It's a 12 hit?
Bigly raging.
Nope. It definitely dodges.
Oh, still. What about 17?
Yes. You do strike it. Right in the face.
You using your spear?
Yeah. Forget what I'm rolling. Where's an 8? Why can't I find a D8? There we go.
All your dice look the same.
10.
And the spear goes right through the thing's ear and pierces its brain, and it goes down twitching. At any time you want to jump in, Matt, you can, since you're holding.
Literally jump in.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh.
Because we're not at the bottom yet, but we're getting there. Unda.
Okay, well.
You want to go here? Is this your is where okay? you want to go?
Yeah, go ahead and chime in. I mean, you can probably jump that far if you want to do something awesome.
Can I?
Let's make me a jump 20 check.
Foot to 20 foot straight leap.
What is it? Acrobatics?
Athletics.
Athletics. 11.
You make it. I'll say you make it halfway. You still got more than enough movement to get there, but you get that far. You don't do anything cool.
Okay. Well then. Oh, did we already kill one?
Yes.
Well,
the metal's dead.
I'm taking a step. And I'm gonna burn a key point for flurry of blows. So I'm gonna get 4 hits on this motherfucker.
We have to.
19 hits for 9 damage.
Okay.
11.
11 does not hit.
Okay, miss.
You swing, you grab for its fur, but miss.
14 for 8 damage.
12 does not, so it's either 13 or 14.
And an 18 hits for 9 damage.
So after a less than graceful leap, it's probably because you were, you know... You were dead like 12 hours ago. Yeah, you got to knock the rest off.
A little wobbly in the knees.
A little stiff. Rigor mortis.
You run up, punch it in the ear. You hear the direwolf, and you reach out to grab it and miss. And so you just, you know, knee and elbow. Bang, bang, hit it a couple more times. Unda.
I'll just shoot this one first.
Yep.
That hits.
Not grappled or anything.
The arrow flies through the air and pierces the wolf's flesh.
15.
Okay.
He's still up.
The arrow pierces some sort of vital organ, and you see the thing yelp and fall over.
Okay, then my second attack will be on that one. 13 hit.
The arrow goes flying off into the distance, because the AC is 14.
Found it.
Davin.
Davin's going to stand up.
Seems like a good call.
Yeah.
No more provoking attacks of opportunity for that, I believe, because 5th edition.
Yep.
That's half my movement, right?
It is half your movement, yes.
All right, then I will move here.
Why would you do that?
To continue shielding everyone else, because that's what he do?
Yeah.
Say now you're
with his shield?
Plus, neither one of those guys gets advantage on me.
That's true. Because flanking doesn't exist, right?
No.
Well, don't we get pack tactics? Because
they have to be next to each other.
They're
next to each other.
If he just stood up, I would have slid
if
one
he doesn't,
over.
If he doesn't kill one of them,
I would have slid one over and probably taken 3 over. Pack tactic shots at Troy.
I will Sacred Flame this one.
Yep, go for it.
No, I take it back. This one.
All right, also go for it.
Dex save.
Where's the die that was actually rolling? Nope.
For 12 damage.
Nice. Holy fire. Hits the thing in the flank. It yelps. Still fighting. Matt, since you can't hold your action, we'll put you back at the top at 21 where you belong.
Thanks. Then I am going to, as I'm running up to attack this one with my fist, I'm tossing a dart at the one directly in front of Pither.
Okay. Make me your ranged attack.
11. So I missed.
You did. It goes spinning off into the water. Plop.
Now I'm going to get 2 punches on this dick.
That's a wolf.
Yep.
Dire wolf.
It's a dick wolf. Dick wolf. Dick wolfsy. It's a local journalist. 24. Yeah. Hits.
Wasn't Dick Wolf the guy that did Fallen Order?
Down, down!
Fred Wolf.
Just did, how just much damage
did 9. Did 9 damage.
Doesn't.
You know, that guy...
followed up with 20... 25 damage for another 9. That guy.
That guy from Law and Order. He studied cat anatomy.
He's going to be a veterinarian.
If I have to wait 9 minutes for you to look up your spells, you can... let me talk about TV producers for 38 seconds.
Dick Wolf.
The monk throws a dagger.
Would you call me?
He throws a dagger that goes soaring over, runs up, knees the head up, and then brings his fist down and punches it in the muzzle. Still going. Matt, make me a will saving throw.
Refresh me, since I'm not old as f***ing D&D. That's a wisdom.
You're just old as f***ing real life.
Yeah, well, I mean, so that is
you know wisdom. What? F*** you, Cody.
For the listeners not to know, Jeff is older.
I hope you put a I may be the crotchety that. Old man at the table, but I am in fact the youngest of the crotchety old men.
12.
You are suddenly very hungry.
I have to refer back to our text conversations.
Let's get the pack tactic rolls on Troy first. Neither of those are going to hit, so we'll get the advantage. Neither of those are going to hit. One on Jeff.
Quote, I'm making it up as I go, so I'm very interested in this now.
The wolves all snap, but between blocking with shields and biting with armor, they're unable to get through. Pither, it's your turn.
Hitting the one in front of me. For nat 20.
Nice.
So that's a 29.
It's probably dead.
You actually missed dire wolves on a nat 20.
Yeah, you can eat a dick.
Wolf.
Law and order.
Dun, dun, dun.
Full circle.
Jerk. It's a full circle jerk is what that is.
That reminds me, wasn't your nickname Cookie in college?
Which one are you hitting, by the way? The one in front
of me? The one in front
of
me.
Okay.
Yes, I did say that. 13 plus 21. That's all I'm adding, right? Just one modifier?
Yes. Yeah. Roll twice, one modifier.
21.
21. That one, you're waiting. You see the perfect moment to strike, and you just impale it through the throat and twist and pull. And things that belong on the inside now spill out to the outside. And as best you can with a spear, you decapitate it. It's kind of a punchy, stabby motion, but it's dead.
Okay. So we can wipe it. You perforated it.
So
for easy tearing.
On temporary hit points, can I roll again to get to change my... I know not to add to it, but...
Right. I think you can roll again.
If you get a higher number, you can take that number.
Yeah. 6 again.
Oh no, it's 6 again.
So I'm actually gonna do this. Boom, 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 right there. And I'm gonna hit that guy.
Sounds like a solid plan, bro.
I love it that you're finally actually like probably to scale.
15?
That's one thing. Like,
between the two of you.
And it actually is Colossus.
You hit with the spear.
For 12?
This one has been uninjured, but you stab it in the flank and you see it pull its paw up, but it continues to snap its jaws, salivating at the thought of eating your face. Unda.
Which one looks worse?
The one that's been hit 3 times.
Yeah, but he's right in front of it. I'm going to shoot that one.
Okay.
Good call.
Seems like I would dick you over significantly less for doing that.
Yep. That's going to hit. Wow.
Yeah, that's almost max.
18. What, it was max on the first die. What is that thing?
It's like taking your test home and saying, Mom, I got all the points on the first question right when you failed the rest of the f***ing test.
Well, the other one's extra anyway.
You put an arrow into its lung. You hear it start gasping for breath. It is still up. Davin.
I get 2 attacks.
Okay, shoot it again.
Pow! Suck it.
Ooh.
Ooh, mine!
That's a miss. Wait, no, that's a hit. Yeah, 15.
Yeah,
that's a 6.
You had a 9?
Yeah, I got a plus 9 to my longbow.
Sheboygan.
That was half.
I mean, I got a plus 8 to all my hits.
That seems like a lot. Okay, roll damage.
I always have.
A magic bow.
My dex is
got a magic bow.
Masterful.
I don't know.
It's actually not a magic bow.
No, it's a ranger preferred weapon thing.
Ooh. Right. Add, what is on there? 4? So 9 total.
The second shot pierces it through the left eye, and it goes down.
Like a...
How the hell do you have a plus 9?
Shut the up, teacher. You didn't give us homework.
Didn't matter. Lucas only got the first question right anyway.
True. But he got it.
Davin.
He got it 100% right, though. Like, really.
Are you the f***ing DM? Shut up.
I love you. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
I'm going to
you so hard and out of the abyss.
Bring it on.
Like, I literally discussed this with a coworker the other day. I was like, they don't understand. Huh? Jeff has been pulling their asses out of the fire for 2 years, and he's going to hurt them for all the shit they didn't do for 2 years.
Yeah, but now we have you.
You're gonna Dex is, I'm just going to run away.
You're going to keep doing will saves.
Right, I will.
Dex save.
17.
Okay.
You got it.
You only get one attack?
Matt.
Yeah?
I thought you had two.
Yes. Wolf stick.
Yeah.
You have a like a bonus?
You want a wolf stick. Like,
magic weapon?
Holy shit, man. Like,
I already burned a ton of spells.
If you want to keep...
Does a bite from a monk count as an unarmed strike? That's my question.
Please say yes.
We can have some fun with this.
I believe orcs have slightly sharper teeth.
I have tusks.
Tusks.
You can make a bite attack at disadvantage.
Hard underbite.
Okay. What kind? Like, is that just a d4 plus my bonus or whatever?
Yes. Okay. Sure, that sounds good.
Okay.
At disadvantage, however.
I'm going to... I mean, so it counts as an unarmed strike, as you said, so I get to do it 3 dives.
Right, yes, no, I...
So but it's here's what I'm picturing. It's going to be kind of claw, you know what I mean?
That's fair.
Okay.
But... I need you to roll at disadvantage. You can also take an inspiration if you don't have one.
I have one. Well, maybe I lost it when I died, so we'll just say I got a new one.
Okay, that sounds great.
Actually, you got it after you died.
Did I get it for dying? Yeah. Okay, at disadvantage, the first would be 15, so it's a hit.
You grab it with a claw.
Oh, so that counts then, right? As my regular unarmed?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, just you grab
it. I don't want to do the wrong damage here.
I hear it.
So it's 9.
Okay. You pulled it up to your face.
Ooh. Oh, double ones.
Oh, that's a thing that just happened. Double crit fail. You chip a tooth.
I didn't bite him yet. This is my right hand now.
You chip a nail.
It's wiggling around so much that when you put your other hand up to steady it, you actually fall over.
Okay.
So now you're laying on the ground, holding on to this by its scruff.
And I'm going to bite... since I fell down, let's say I'm going then directly from the throat that's above me.
That seems fair.
Kind of want to burn the inspiration I just got. Yes!
You rolled 2 sixes.
I did. But then I add 8.
It's fine.
So it's 14. So I am...
Roll damage?
Biting for 7 damage.
It's just funny that you rolled doubles twice in a row.
Did I kill it?
I need will saving throws from everybody else.
Oh, because I bit the wolf.
Yep.
I need a will saving throw, Jeff.
Yeah, I hear.
15. Oh no, I get a +1 of that. That's 16. I keep forgetting that. That's a new thing now.
Yeah, so, you just arbitrarily throw
10.
I will take d6s from the other three of you.
17.
Oh, sorry. No, you're fine.
16, no good?
No, 16, no good.
D6.
2.
2.
You both begin vomiting profusely. As you see... This went a lot faster than I expected. You see the monk grab the wolf... fall to the ground and just tear its throat out with his teeth. Blood spurts everywhere. And it's not like I tripped and I had no way else to attack him. He keeps chewing on the spurting, you know, blood and throat. And it's great. It's f-ing, like, best thing you've ever had. This is great. Like, it's so good. It tastes so good. Matt?
I get temporary hit points from it. It's like I'm a wolf vampire. Okay, let's go.
Matt, make me a make me an intelligence check.
That's a fiver.
You now know. You know where its den is. You know where your den is. You know where your pups are. They're going to go hungry tonight.
Do I feel bad about that?
I don't know. Do you?
No.
As you eat the mom's throat,
she's gonna eat us.
But you. Yeah, no, you know right where your pups are.
Okay, just when I bite things, I can read their minds. Awesome. This is so cool.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to between2crits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.